This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We rejoice, Mr. President, that you are safely tucked in now and through the ages with God's loving arms around you. Because our glory, George, was to have had you as our president and as such a friend.
That's James Baker getting emotional. He was there at George H.W. Bush's funeral in Texas, not a surprise. They were lifelong friends and obviously comrades as well. There were some real poignant moments in the great state of Texas. There's no question about that. There were some celebrities on hand, some of his favorites who were singing. Reba McEntire was one of them. The Oak Ridge Boys were there, too. So there were some big moments for the family, as this is tough even with his age and given that we all know the fact that you only have so much time on the face of the earth, and his time ran out last week. And it was really amazing to see the people who lined up to say goodbye to George Herbert Walker Bush. Kate Delaney, of course, here on my show, America Tonight. We go right to Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News. Bob, Jim Baker really had a special relationship with President Bush, didn't he?
Oh, he did. And Baker is a really, I kind of call him a character, but sort of a can be a dry wit type of guy. But he did. And, you know, we saw him personally in action at one of the events in Columbus, Ohio once, and he didn't hesitate to, you know, order people around in an appropriate way to keep things running for the president. Yeah, he was a good friend all the way to the end.
Yeah. So while that's happening, the latest things that are happening in D.C. are the president now is supposed to name a former Fox News anchor and a current State Department spokeswoman woman to replace Nikki Haley as the next U.N. ambassador. Are you surprised by this pick?
Yes, because currently, you know, she has been, you know, in there in the, I think, the communications department, you know, the spokesperson's department there. I think we're talking about the same person, right? She's currently there at the State Department.
Heather Nauert, yeah.
I mean, yeah. And but she's not really, she doesn't have really any qualifications, and obviously nothing what Nikki Haley did. So I think he's going to get a lot of heat for that. Now, does that mean that she can't be confirmed? No. But I think for that position, he most likely should have had somebody more seasoned. And Nikki Haley, frankly, Kate, is a tough act to follow anyway.
Yeah. Are you kidding? I mean, the former South Carolina governor, she's steeped in politics. Her name comes up in all kinds of different ways. And you're right. She would be very, very difficult to follow. And then there's the story of Mueller as we follow the bouncing ball with what's happening in that investigation. So I guess the next steps are for Manafort and Michael Cohen and what the sentencing is going to be there. And that all comes down on Friday. So that's going to be pretty interesting to see what happens. I mean, what are we going to see come up on this federal calendar? And what are the prosecutors going to, you know, they have to file papers explaining the collapse of the cooperation agreement with Paul Manafort and the president's former campaign chair. I guess that's the big story.
Yes, it's really going to be, Kate, frankly, a dramatic conclusion this Friday, tomorrow, this morning now, and as they're preparing, you know, to finalize all their sentencing documents, and the sentencing documents are fascinating, frankly, because that's when they basically, shall we say, put into layman's terms a lot of information that maybe hasn't been, you know, talked about before. in these documents, and sometimes these documents will say things that you have to say, really, and then look back through to see what's out there. So it's a very it's an important thing for Mueller, but I think it really makes a sort of semi-dramatic conclusion Friday here to this case. And after this, I can't imagine where this takes another 3 months to come to other conclusions about the president, the campaign, and Russia.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me either. Because we're in December, this is kind of the wind-down time, isn't it, in D.C.? Wrap things up, get out of there. You know, how fast and how quickly does that usually happen?
Well, it does, unless you were there during the Gingrich years, which I was there. We sometimes would probably be spending Christmas Eve potentially in there until we finished our work. But seriously, but you know, they're winding down. They did. I really looked at this today and chuckled a bit, but it really kind of nauseates me. They were announcing today that while they're going to temporarily, move Homeland Security and just do another additional concurrent funding and keep it going till the 19th, the entire budget is not really a budget. They really don't sit through it. They just continue the entire thing anyway. So, you know, pulling Homeland Security and having a news article saying, well, we're moving everything else, and they almost even call them budgets now, it's really a little bit of a misnomer, Kate, because what they're going to do is pump the entire thing, you know, down the road without having the proper vetting and amendments and everything that they need to do to it. And so, yes, that makes them a little bit comfortable for December, and then they'll have to tackle everything later on. So this is a wind down. Of course, look, January is going to be a big year. We're going to have a new speaker, same makeup of the Senate and the Senate's Republican control. But it'll be off and running, and the entire focus is going to be really media-wise on the U.S. House, Nancy Pelosi, and how the Democratic side is going to do, and whether they're going to, you know, well, not whether they're going to, they're going to go into investigations of the president and his family and people in the White House. So right now it's the calm before the storm.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so for you, what do you do for Christmas? Are you with the grandkids, et cetera, in Ohio?
Yes, what we do is we all get together, well, myself, my children, my five grandkids, the sixth one's on its way sometime, and then my mother and father, who are 95, they're the, you know, they run the family still, yes, and they're celebrating in February, they'll be celebrating 75 years, and then my sister and her multiple tons of kids, grandkids, and great-grandchildren. So, yes, we all just converge together, usually in Wheeling, West Virginia. We go across the Ohio border, you know. We don't go to Michigan. We go to West Virginia. We're Ohio.
I love that we go to West Virginia. Big family. That's so cool. Ah, nice. Bob Ney, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
So you heard that Bob Ney talking about, of course, what it's like, what it was like in the past. You talk about some of the other things that happened, the North Carolina fraud controversy. We've mentioned that just the other night. There's going to be a bipartisan task force investigating that. Not a surprise there. And there's a few other things emanating out of Washington worth mentioning. We'll do that plus more from Baker and his good friend.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Is that in remembering the life of George Herbert Walker Bush and in honoring his accomplishments, we will see that we are really praising what is best about our nation, the nation he dearly loved and whose values he embodied.
Yeah, that was James Baker again, longtime friend and comrade of the president. The relationship between the two of them, if all of us could have a friend like James Baker and could have that kind of a friendship, you know, friendships are funny things that it's easy to take them for granted. Some are, what do they say, for a season, for a reason, and some are for a lifetime. This one was for a lifetime. So James Baker fighting back a lot of tears and emotional during his eulogy for his best friend, George H. W. Bush, the former president. And if he did such a great job in that eulogy. I'm going to just give you a couple of quick hits, and you just heard a piece of it there. He said he was a truly beautiful human being. He said, for more than 60 years, George Herbert Walker Bush has been my friend. He's been my role model. Today, as we entrust his soul to heaven, his name to history, his memory to our hearts, I must begin with an apology. I'm about to do something you always hated and that your mother always told you not to do. Brag about yourself. And so that's what he did. He talked about his career, his legacy. He said, for millions and millions across the globe, the world became a better place because George Bush occupied the White House for 4 years. He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent, and he demonstrated their eloquence by carving them into the hard granite of history. They expressed his moral character. They reflected his decency, his boundless kindness and consideration of others, his determination always to do the right thing, and always to do that to the very best of his ability. And he told a couple of funny things. He said, "I've always been proud that George Bush used to describe our relationship as one of big brother and little brother. He used to say that one of the things he liked best about me was that I would always tell him what I thought, even when I knew he didn't want to hear it. And then we would have a spirited discussion about the issue, but he had a very effective way of letting me know when the discussion was over. He said he would look at me and say, 'Baker, if you're so smart, why am I president and you're not?'" So, it's pretty interesting. And then there were other moments, too, like Bush's grandson, George Prescott Bush, who's the Texas Land Commissioner, gave a eulogy. Granddaughter Barbara Bush and her cousins delivered a reading. And this was the fourth and final service for the president, and well, and certainly for their longtime family pastor. So there were a couple of moments where emotions absolutely, kicked up. That's a long time to have a friendship. That's a gift. I mean, how many of you listening to me have that kind of a friend? I hope you have a long time friend like that. But I feel fortunate for the friends that I have in my life. But none of them stretch all the way back as far as, you know, the eye can see. And that's, like I said, a very, very tough thing to, that's a very, I think, poignant moments when you have somebody that has been with you for a long time, that has been through ups and downs and deaths and reincarnations and changes in life and, you know, absolutely all of that, all that's wrapped into what life is. It gets messy, it gets exciting, all of that. And he was there for every single one of those occasions, for the most part, for Bush. 60 years, like I said, is a very long, long time to know somebody, to be close to them, to be the confidant of someone in that position. And, you know, that's why it's funny when he said, "If you're so smart, how come I'm president and you're not?" is a very, very funny thing. And let's go to the quick hits. I call this what's kind of bumping out there that you might not have heard about, but boy, is it creating a stir. Here's the biggest stir going. The president has a housekeeper without papers. So at the president's New Jersey golf course, an undocumented immigrant has worked as a maid since 2013. She wasn't the only one. So this story breaks, and there was a picture of one of the housekeepers, Victoria Morales. And they've got her. She left Guatemala in the 90s and came into the United States, started working at Trump National Golf Club. And so they have a giant picture of her all over the New York Times. And when they talk about the president fighting for the wall and border security and pledging to build the workplace raids, you know, and payroll audits, they're carrying that out. And here he has this situation. She's an employee and drives on the golf course. There's another one. It drives her group of workers to work every day because they can't get driver's licenses. And then she says, and is quoted, that she's hurt by the president's comments. And then there's another one, another woman in the New York Times piece where she talks about working at the golf club from 2010 to 2013 and what she did and her dealings and, you know, how he was a great tipper. He'd sometimes give her $100 and that kind of thing. And the Times reviewed the pay stubs and the W-2s, which list the golf course as the employer, and then the taxpayer ID, that 9-digit number you get from the IRS to foreigners to enable them to file taxes without being permanent residents of the United States. But that doesn't confer the eligibility to work. So anyway, this story just blew up. It just blew up everywhere. And there were comments galore about how can he build this wall, talking about building this wall, when right under his nose he's got all these employees, and here's just a couple examples, who work at Bedminster, and they are not in the country legally. So that would be a quick hit, but not a quick hit on Twitter. It exploded on the Twittersphere. Let's put it that way, okay? Then we move to the meeting with the president and China, his counterpart, the president of China, and talking about what does it mean and how does this, how are we interpreting everything that's happening? Well, there was a sticky situation there, because at the dinner with the Chinese president on Saturday night in Buenos Aires, President Trump celebrated this relationship and predicted they would emerge with a truce in the trade war and all that. So, unbeknownst to both of them, Canadian police, acting at the request of the United States, were in the process of detaining Meng Wanzhou, a top exec of one of China's technology firms. She changed planes in Vancouver. The Justice Department is investigating her company on charges of violating sanctions on Iran. Her arrest was meant as a warning shot by the administration in the campaign to limit global spread of Chinese technology. Remember, that was one of the areas that was sticky, stealing technology. So it's thrown the trade negotiations with Beijing now into disarray. Wow, big difference from a couple of days ago when we said, "What? This is amazing. You know, 90 days, there's a reprieve, the market's shot up." Now it's murky. So that means the financial markets panicked again, and there was a giant drop and then a little bit of a recovery by Thursday afternoon. So the timing of the arrest of this woman could feed the suspicion of Chinese officials that nationalist factions in the administration were trying to sabotage the trade deal anyway. So the mood has soured since Saturday. And the White House had announced, remember, that the two sides had agreed to 90 days of talks. Now there's some confusion over the timetable and doubts if they're going to agree to the concessions. And, oh, man. So it's ugly. It's not definitely set in stone in any way. This is a big deal. The FBI is investigating. They're looking into the company, all that kind of stuff. And so we'll see. You know, China is a technological powerhouse. They're certainly rising in the eyes of the technology world. And the White House has restricted Chinese investment into the United States and hit China with tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods, including sensitive products like parts for nuclear reactors and semiconductors. So now what kind of an interruption are we going to see here? That's the bottom line. The takeaway of all that I just said is, wow, are we still going to have this 90 days or does it go south? Stay with us for Diving in the Mailbag next with me, Kate Delaney.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The sound of the train in Texas transporting the casket of former President George H.W. Bush to his final resting place at his presidential library at Texas A&M University. Bush, 41, buried next to his wife of 73 years, Barbara, the Union Pacific Engine 4141 running from Houston to College Station. The casket inside a special car with a window, allowing people along the route to see it. A military band playing Hail to the Chief at the train station. Earlier at the church service, former Secretary of State James Baker speaking.
The world became a better place because George Bush occupied the White House. He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mail, mistress.
Well, thank you very much. And we go to something light to start with. This one is from Maximilian. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I listened to you in California. I heard you mention TuneIn one time when I was listening. I moved from Texas, so I got the app, and I've been listening to all kinds of cool podcasts that way, including your show every day. I know that lately you've had some people from Hollywood on, and you've had some singers, etc. I think it's really cool. Expanding the boundaries of this show of yours. And I'm wondering, as I know you like movies and do a movie review, have you paid attention to what's going on with the Golden Globes? They announced the nominees. You know, I used to live in California, and everything in California is about celebrities, movie stars, television stars, all that. And these are big moments there. So because of the time difference, somebody gets up super early to announce the nominees. And people that are in California get woken up and all that kind of stuff. So, yes, I did look down the list. And I guess a couple that I would pick out for you. I watched a great series called The Americans. It was on FX, and I got so busy I lost track of it and then finished it up. The other and I, he loved it. It's something many of you would probably like. It's about the Cold War error of American versus the Russians, their spies, and what we were doing to counteract that. It was a drama. It was on for about 6 or 7 years. So for best TV series, that's up for best TV series, and I think that's good. Then there was another show called Killing Eve that was on the BBC America. It was brilliant. I watched that as well, so they could go up against each other. I think both of those shows were pretty incredible, I guess I'll say. And Sandra Oh is nominated, and so is Carrie Russell. So Sandra Oh is in Killing Eve, and Carrie Russell's in The Americans. There's another show, because I, for just like many of you, I'm not... Yeah, you know, I'm a content junkie. That's what I am. I love it. Whether it's whether we're talking about news and looking what's happening, or my journalist background, or sports, or business, and then other tidbits thrown in, which is this the side of just relaxing and watching good drama, or reading a great book. I love Jason Bateman. I make no secret of it to the other. I have a crush on Jason Bateman. So he's an awesome actor, and he was in this pretty dark drama called Ozark, and he's up for best performance by an actor in a television series. So I'm assuming you wanted me to just pick out a couple of quick hits of what I think was good, of what I paid attention to here and there. Kristen Bell couldn't be more talented or adorable. She's in a clever comedy called The Good Place, and she's up for best performance by an actress in a television series, musical, or comedy. So good for her. This is probably a good chance that she could win that. And there's also, I'll give you one other one. Okay, I'm fascinated by the whole, you know, drug world thing of Pablo Escobar. And there was a show called Loving Pablo Escobar, and it was from his mistress's point of view. Penelope Cruz played that role. She also played the role of Versace's sister, Donatella Versace, and there was a TV, like drama, motion picture, made for TV thing, Assassination of Giovanni Versace, the American crime story, and I was in Miami right after that happened, and it was the craziest, wildest thing, and I saw that. Because of that, I wanted to see how they portrayed it, so she's up for an award for that. She was excellent in it. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And then I'll just close with a couple of quick things. A motion picture, Bradley Cooper, Star is Born, put it all together, he was great in it. Absolutely. His counterpart, Lady Gaga, Star is Born, fourth time they've remade it, she was great in it. So I would say both of them have good shots at perhaps winning, but there's, you know, when you take TV and you throw it in and mix it with movies, it gets trickier, and that's the whole thing about the the Gold Globes, and that comes up next month. I want to say January, sometime in January, the show comes on. But anyway, thanks for throwing that out there, and that's just a couple of thoughts for me on that off the cuff. All right, let's go to the next one. This one comes to me from Bobby. Bobby says, Kate, I'm a newbie, but I like the show. You are like the only woman, by the way, on the radio doing a show. Did you know that? Because I don't think Laura Ingraham does her show anymore. So bravo to you. I heard something about 10 years. Hang in there. Cream always rises to the top. You need to beat those boys up because they keep drumming the same drum. I like the fact that you talk about a lot of other things. Having said that, did you like the choice that Trump made for UN ambassador? You know, I don't know much about her. She was an anchor. She was an anchor on Fox. She was a host. She went to the State Department in 2017, so not a lot of experience there. She's going to really get grilled at the Senate confirmation hearings. Democrats are just going to nail her about her qualifications, because that's a huge position to be the ambassador, the UN ambassador. And Nikki Haley, let's face it, filling her shoes as Bob Ney said at the top of the show, is really, really tough. But does it mean she's not qualified? Could she have the right stuff? Can she knock down these questions? She could. Sometimes I think we're quick to nail people for lack of experience, and then they really would be better in those roles, and then sometimes they don't have the experience, and they really weren't qualified for the role. I mean, so do I like her? I don't know how she fits in that. I mean, you know, she was good on TV. I remember seeing her on TV. So what you have to do behind the scenes at the UN and the negotiating is crazy. I mean, think what you have to do. North Korea's nuclear program, Yemen's famine, all the divide between the U.S. and some of the closest allies we have with the Iran nuclear deal, climate change, other issues that are argued constantly. So that is a huge, huge position. But again, it doesn't matter. You think about the people who have been in there. You had Samantha Power. She was a Pulitzer Prize winner. You had Susan Rice, who came under fire. She's a Rhodes Scholar and a former National Security Council and National Security officials like Madeleine Albright. So if she's confirmed for the job, it would be a huge rise to the top, and she, you know, she could be. She went to Mount Vernon Seminary and College, a private women's college in D.C. She went to Columbia University's Journalism School. I went to J School. I went to a top 10 school, so did she. Columbia is a big school. And then she had 20 years in journalism, mostly at Fox News. And she was there, you know, leading breaking coverage for Fox and Friends, a general assignment reporter at ABC. And I will say this as somebody in the journalism field, and I mentioned this, how I am a content junkie. If she's steeped in issues and is good at breaking them down and handling things on the fly when they come out and what to do and how to funnel it, she might be great. Because that's part of what happens there. And the other parts, if she's a quick study, she could pick them up. So if I go on the defense for her, that's what I say. I have no way to know how other diplomats at the UN will embrace her or not embrace her. There could be a chance. You know, you get only a limited buy-in. So she has to run with it right away, and I have no idea. I have no idea what that would look like. I just know that, that she'd be in that role, and I know what it's like to be a journalist and have to learn and do and figure out things on the fly and pull it off. It could help her. But again, the chops to go deeper into that, no idea. All right, so we've got some breaking news, too, by the way. Kevin Hart steps down as the Oscars host and apologizes to the LGBTQ community for insensitive words. He was chosen, and that's always a big deal if you're a comedian, to step in for Jimmy Kimmel, who did it for 2 years. So for him not to be the host of that show is a big deal, and he felt as though, even though the tweet happened a couple of years ago, that he would be a distraction and it wouldn't be fair to the people who worked hard on their projects and who were nominated to be distracted by what came out of his mouth in the past, or, you know, through the Twittersphere. So now they got to go find someone else. I guess that's the other side of that coin. How about that? All right, one to throw at you. Sam says, Kate, Army or Navy? And he's, of course, referring to, and that's why I laugh, he's referring to the fact that you've got the Army-Navy game coming up this weekend, and it's always a big deal because Army really has the number of Navy in the last decades, I should say. But that's coming up on Saturday. Kicks at 3 o'clock Eastern from the Link in Philadelphia. So how about that? Army is favored, giving up a touchdown. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm going to say Army wins it. There you go. with us, everybody.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's time to
invade the bag game.
No, no, it's the teacher's out in the sound of good right about now. She's good for him who's always right for her. She was always going around my town. When you are together, the things are better than it's possible to shut them out. The math of the side, you believe it, it's right. But please, you gotta hear yourself. You gotta listen to yourself now.
We're having a conversation. What are we talking about? We probably talk about the president. Hey, did you see the list of the people at his last service in Texas? And we talk about Texas A&M and the Bush Library. Yeah, pretty incredible. But we'd also talk sports, of course. And by the way, George Herbert Walker Bush was a huge sports fan. I mentioned I had some conversations with him about sports. So the Titans throttled the Jags on Thursday Night Football 30-9. Derrick Henry was on fire, ran for four touchdowns against Jacksonville, and he ends up with a piece of NFL history. 99-yard touchdown run, tied him with Tony Dorsett for the league's longest run. So how about that? Not so great for Jacksonville, but for the Titans, they're 7-6 now as a result of that. Pretty darn big. All right, this is very sad. Alex Smith is a quarterback for the Washington Redskins. He's dealing with infections after complications from multiple surgeries. So he had his leg broken in two places when the team played the Houston Texans. J.J. Watt was part of the sack patrol that just nailed him legally. It was a legal hit. But when you saw him go down, he's dealing with a career-ending injury, breaking the tibia and fibula in his right leg in that loss to the Texans. I mean, terrible. He's in the hospital since that injury November 18th. And, boy, he's handling it, but obviously it is pretty bad. The Redskins released a statement saying they were requesting privacy for him and his family in the middle of this recovery because it's obviously very serious. Who knows if he comes back or not? But the infections is the thing. I mean, after that serious injury, you don't want that. Infections are awful. They are deadly, absolutely deadly. Let's go to the NBA for a second. The NBA now getting to that point where they get over the hump and we get past the Christmas holidays, then you start talking about momentum and who's got the most momentum and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, you look at Tristan Thompson, who was just fined $15,000 for a gesture to the Nets fans. So it was at the end of the Cavs' win over the Nets on Monday. He finished with 19 points and 14 boards, and he didn't like how he was being treated by a fan, let's just say. So he decided he had a gesture of his own that just wasn't in the playbook, and that means $15,000 for that. Whoa. Yeah. Football. Oh, boy. Now it's all done. It's not all done, but the stage is set. We know the four teams that are there for the semifinals, and it's crazy. It's not necessarily crazy. It's what we thought. The Irish are in, Clemson, Alabama, and Oklahoma, four teams in the college football playoffs. One of those teams will emerge, probably Alabama, as the national champs. And then there's big bowl games. And those big bowl games are unfolding quickly. And the big story this week is that Urban Meyer will go to the Rose Bowl, but then he's out. He's done. He says he's done coaching, but I wonder if he gets tempted and comes back. If somebody comes after him, I would say, I bet he could come back in his late 50s. I don't know. Will he hang it up? He could financially, I'm sure, but the lure to come back to it might just be a little bit, I don't know, could be a little bit too much, right? It's tough when you're so absorbed in it. It is. It's just very tough. So you have a dominant Alabama. They have the undefeated season and a win over Georgia in the SEC championship. You have Clemson, undefeated season as well. It could be a really good two games to see who gets into the big game. I mean, this is it. You go through all of the season, and then you end up in this space where, okay, so we want to win because we don't want to come in as one of the final four teams. Nobody remembers second place, third place, whatever. Everybody remembers who won. Who won? Can't forget. Who won last year? Alabama, of course. So all four of those teams want to win. Speaking of winning, it always helps when you renegotiate a contract when you've just won a World Series. Nathan Eovaldi signed a four-year, $68 million deal with the Red Sox, which is smart. Red Sox president Dave Dombrowski said, "We're very happy to have him back with us." Of course, he was great last season. He was huge in helping them win the division and the World Series. So they will introduce Eovaldi on Monday at the winter meetings in Las Vegas. 28 years old, and he's a very dominant as a starter and a late inning reliever. Left-handed batters struggled against him, 4-for-53 with one extra base hit. And that was the World Series, and dealing with the World Series. So he's got an incredible fastball, 100-mile-an-hour fastball. That's unthinkable, isn't it? He was definitely a hero in that 18-inning loss in Game 3 of the World Series in L.A. So, and everybody told him that. He's had two Tommy John surgeries, last time in 2016. So the Red Sox, best thing that happened to him. Huge Christmas payday for Eovaldi. And the winter meetings coming up is big, because then all the chit-chat of what can happen, who shifts where, all that really gets heated up. Big time. Heat it up as the debate starts to rage. Right? Well, and this is a perfect classic case. So if you play well, then you get the contract. I like that. I think that's pretty good. You crushed it. We want you back. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do it. We're going to figure out a way to make it happen. And this is called Hot Stove League. This is when there's all kinds of trades and changes. You know, the Phillies jumped in. The Phillies acquired a left-handed pitcher, Jose Alvarez, from the Angels for their righty, Luis Garcia. Alvarez had pretty good numbers, of, you know, depending on when he came out of the bullpen. So it kind of made sense for them to try to pull the trigger on that, you know, on that trade, and they did. And we're going to see more and more, and there were others, we're going to see more and more of that happening, because we are in the thick of it. How about this? Arena construction, always a big deal. So there were celebrations outside of a building that Seattle's new NHL team will eventually call home. They have that, you know, groundbreaking event. The cost, $850 million for the new arena at the Seattle Center. $850 million. Wow. That's an increase of $200 million from the initial projections for the privately financed project, by the way. But everybody involved says it's an investment, and it's part of making the new building one of the top arenas in the country. Well, that part's good. They make it one of the best arenas, then people will play it. Other things will happen in that arena, and that's what they're looking for. What kind of entertainment? Concerts, all of that. That's big when they're not out there playing. All right, I'm not playing with you. I'm stepping aside. I want to thank everybody for listening to Invade the Man Cave in this version of America Tonight. Make it count, everybody. Kate Delaney coming at you soon.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.